Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Refinement, by a young practitioner from Chongqing.
Minghui Fahui, Refinement, by a young practitioner from Chongqing. I am a 14-year-old practitioner. Both of my parents practice Falun Gong, so they have influenced me ever since I was born. My parents told me about some miraculous things that happened when I was very young. I was once almost hit by a speeding car, but the car passed by without touching me. Another time, I accidentally touched the metal part of a 220-volt electrical socket, yet I only felt a slight numbness. I have been able to double-cross my legs since I was very young, and I was able to read the entire book, Chuan Falun, even before I started elementary school. I am now in middle school. Many parents have concerns about this age group because teenagers are in the process of maturing and are susceptible to contamination from bad influences, which will have a long-term impact in their future lives. When I was in the fifth grade, I became so addicted to cartoons and animations that they affected my studies. I tried to quit without success. My mind was filled with all the different story plots. After I shared this situation with my mother, she told me to study the Fa more. When I opened the book, I felt that every sentence teacher said targeted my attachment. I gradually realized the nature of my addiction and that there was nothing worth getting attached to. Thus, I easily eliminated the habit. A new problem arose when I began attending middle school. I was isolated in class. Because I was not interested in such modern entertainment as deviated music, arts, and fashionable clothes, I didn't want to participate when my classmates were gossiping. Thus, I was alone most of the time. Another problem subsequently followed. My grades were not great. I had endless homework that kept me up after midnight. My only good friend suddenly stopped talking to me. My parents told me that I wasn't behaving like a DAFA practitioner, and they stopped asking me to do the exercises in the morning. Even worse was that I had a crush on a boy and didn't know what to do. At that time, my cultivation state was poor. Consequently, a variety of tests came at the same time. Not knowing how to handle them, I often cried. My mind was filled with thought karma. It was truly as teachers said, quote, "A 100 hardships falling all at once, see how one lives," unquote. From Hongyin, Tempering One's Heart and Will. I started seriously thinking about whether I wanted to continue cultivating and if I was a true cultivator. I often fell deep in thought and felt that I couldn't give up cultivation, as I had witnessed many miracles that changed my life. However, I was still vacillating. I was agitated by my parents' comments and was afraid that my friend would stay angry with me. But I clearly knew that I needed to focus on studying the Fa, no matter what the circumstances. Although I was confused and faced much pressure, I tried to calm down to study the Fa. Unable to share my thoughts with fellow practitioners, I then read articles on the Minghui website. After studying the Fa diligently, I came to understand the deep meaning of the Fa and realized that I only have one path in front of me, to complete my grand mission and fulfill my vows, because I was chosen to be here. Quote, "The human world is like a maze. Ordeals are spread all along the way. You were all kings above before descending. Seeking, you came to the world for the Fa. Strive to advance in cultivation. Don't delay your steps to return." Unquote. From Hongyin 3, Seeking. Since my true nature had not been covered up by thousands of years of reincarnation, I should not hesitate now. With the guidance of the Fa, I was no longer confused. In the following days, I fought with my attachments. When my friend was angry with me, I talked to her kindly. When my parents said something negative to me, I evaluated what they said using the Fa. As to my sentimentality for the boy, I tried my best to suppress it. Every time a tribulation came, I said to myself, "It's all right. What am I afraid of now that I have the Fa? Everything will be okay." Although I didn't know why the tribulations existed at that time, I had confidence in myself to overcome them. Teacher said, quote, "Enlightening comes before seeing. Cultivate your mind and eliminate your karma. Once your original nature comes forth, you will be able to see. Unquote. From Essentials for Further Advancement, Why One Cannot See. As I gradually rectified myself, everything surrounding me also changed. Because I treated my friend with kindness, many classmates began to approach me. When I shared my experiences with my parents, they admitted that they had talked to me inappropriately. They no longer said things that didn't conform to the standard of DAFA practitioners. As to the sentimentality, it became weaker and was replaced by compassion. This boy sits right next to me now, but I no longer have any romantic thoughts about him. My friend had the most dramatic change. When I told her about the Fa principles, she gradually became calmer. One day she said to me, "You must have changed many people. At least you changed me." I replied, smiling, "What can truly change a person is DAFA." At the end of 7th grade, my teacher wrote the following evaluation of me. "You are so righteous, the teachers like you, and your young classmates respect you." After the persecution began on July 20, 1999, all practitioners were faced with a choice to continue cultivation or give it up. Such a tremendous tribulation is a big test for all kinds of human attachments. Many practitioners became true disciples after improving their xinxing and eliminating human notions. In fact, the test is the same for all practitioners regardless of whether one started the practice before or after July 20, 1999. I can only cultivate diligently to thank teacher. I will let more people know the truth about Falun Gong.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.